Good Tuesday morning. Welcome back into Morning Blend. I'm your host, Dori Nutt. And in a perfect world, I would be sharing a glass of champagne with my guest in the studio. I'd like to welcome Aaron Hills-Kempbone and Celeste Sanders, two of the movers and shakers at Opera Huntsville. They're here to tell us about their gala coming up called Bravo, Bravo. Welcome, you two.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, first of all, this is coming up pretty soon, so tell us when and where this will be happening.
This is this coming Saturday, July 17th at 6 p.m., and it is at the Stone Event Center at Campus 805.
Okay, one of those hip new places here
yes.
in town that everybody wants to go see what it's like.
It's
this is
be
a good,
fantastic.
Good choice. Well, we'll repeat all of this information in a few minutes in case you didn't have your pencil and paper handy. But let's talk about the music first. That tiny musical introduction I played is from an aria called "Ain't It a Pretty Night" by American composer Carlisle Floyd. It's a beautiful aria, but it comes near the beginning of the opera called Susanna. Who would like to tell us who will be singing this at the gala, and what's this aria about?
Sure. So it will be sung by Amelia Adams, who is a local mezzo-soprano, and I got the pleasure of hearing her sing and all of our performers really on Sunday when we rehearsed. And guys, it's going to be beautiful.
Oh.
It's going to be beautiful. And she told me she's going to make this special with a beautiful outfit as well. She's chosen a beautiful blue gown to match the kind of words of the aria, which is a description of a beautiful night.
Well, I thought it was just a perfect choice for this gala event celebrating opera and a great night out in Huntsville. Yeah. So, well, just right off the bat, let's get into some music. Let's listen to an excerpt from this aria. Here we'll hear it sung by soprano Renee Fleming. This is "Ain't It a Pretty Night" by Carlisle Floyd. It starts with that intriguing intro we heard just a moment ago.
Ain't it
And that was just a part of Ain't It a Pretty Night from Carlisle Floyd's opera Susanna, sung here by Renee Fleming. But you can hear it in person this Saturday night at Opera Huntsville's gala called Bravo, Bravo, a great night for a great cause. And while this was playing, we were talking about the beautiful music and the beautiful, just the aesthetic of it all, the soprano there in her beautiful blue dress and hearing this great music. That's part of what opera is all about. And I was wondering, Celeste, like, I know that you are immersed in opera here in Huntsville. As you were kind of the impetus, one of the people that really got this group off the ground. What is it about opera for you? What does it mean to you?
You know, I love a good challenge. Honestly, that's kind of why I got started in opera. I love music that challenges both my skill and my emotions. Mm-hmm. And opera seems to have a really good way of doing that. And so when you come and participate in something like this or one of our productions, it is a very powerful experience, both emotionally and visually. And it just encompasses everything I'm passionate about.
That's a wonderful answer. Some people call it like the king of operatic, of art forms. I mean, because so many things are involved, you know, the visual, the oral, and like you say, it brings out so many emotions.
Yes, it seems like the music, this type of music was written with an extra dose of emotion in any kind.
Just amp it up a little bit. Well, I noticed you have a couple of, I wouldn't call them comic arias, but some music that's a little bit more lighthearted.
Oh, absolutely. Opera's not just stuffy, and we want to share some of the, I mean, the fun is amplified as well, so we want to share some of that, and there's pieces in there.
Well, I see you'll have someone singing Glitter and Be Gay from Candide, Leonard Bernstein's opera. Tell me a little bit about the aria and about who's going to be singing that.
Sure. So Glitter and Be Gay is one of my all-time favorite arias. It just makes me smile. We have Amanda Nelson singing it, who is actually coming in from Nashville. And she sang in our show last April, Gilbert and Sullivan in Rocket City. And she's fabulous. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be fabulous, because this piece, while it's super fun, is super hard. And you're popping high notes all over the place. And it's just kind of a hoot, really. I mean, like, she's singing about, well, many things, but among them, the beauty of having glittering things and how that maybe covers up the not as fun other elements of life, but that stuff is really what's important. And it's all kind of a satire and funny. And it's what we're starting the show with. And I think that's, once you hear that, you're just going to know things are just going to be fun from here on out. It's wonderful. It's going to be really well done.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people might recognize this. It's one of those iconic operatic arias.
Yes.
Let's listen to just a portion of this here. Here is Broadway star Kristen Chenoweth singing Glitter and Be Gay from Candide.
Born to I'd rather like to revel. Ha-ha. I have no strong objection to champagne. Ha-ha. My wardrobe is expensive as the devil. Ha-ha. Perhaps it is in you to complain. Enough, enough of being basely tearful. I'll show my noble stuff by being bright and cheerful. Ha ha ha!
Okay, so that's just an excerpt from Bernstein's Glitter and Be Gay from the opera Candide. You can hear this whole aria coming up Saturday night at Opera Huntsville's gala fundraiser called Bravo, Bravo. And another really wise choice for an evening like this, Glitter and Be Gay. I just love it. And you were describing the soprano that's going to be singing this, and it sounds, I mean, I said, I watched some YouTube clips of this piece being performed, and if you heard Kristen Chenoweth being a little bit out of breath there, she's all over the place and singing this really technically challenging piece. I can't imagine how hard it is to sing. I'm not a singer, but it sounds like it would be hard.
It is, very much.
It's very showy, yes.
But Amanda's ready for it.
Oh, yes. And she's going to be decked out in beautiful jewels, and you're just going to, I mean, honestly, you're not going to be able to stop smiling, and that's kind of what we're going for.
Okay. Well, I know that the evening has a lot of different kinds of music. You were speaking of one of your favorite things on this program, and we're not going to listen to any music from it today, but is the Bluebeard's Castle aria called The Fifth Door. Tell us a little about that.
Sure. So Bluebeard's Castle is a very kind of thriller kind of a piece, and we're going to get to hear Door 5 from that particular opera, and it's kind of the scene where Bluebeard comes in and shows off his realm, what he owns, and Judith, the young woman he has just married and brought to his castle, she's determined to brighten it up and cheer it up and open all the doors to figure out all the mysteries of the castle. He keeps telling her, no, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Look at my realm. It's beautiful. And it is bright. It's beautiful. And she looks at it and she notices it's beautiful, but that's not enough for her. She has to continue forward and force him to open the doors, explore the mysteries. And guys, well, you know, it's not the cheery end that you might get in some of the happier pieces, but this piece, you hear it and you need to know what happens, and that's kind of where she is. Mm-hmm. And lucky for you, we're going to do the piece in October, so you'll get to see the whole thing and figure out what happens, and that's the reason we're doing it at Bravo Bravo, so you can get a taste and want to come back and hear the rest of it.
Very wise, and it's such a dramatic aria. Well, in case you're just joining us, I'm talking to Celeste Sanders and Aaron Hilskamp Bone from Opera Huntsville, and we're getting a preview of the party they're going to have on Saturday night, the gala fundraiser called Bravo, Bravo. And I notice on the list here you're also including some original pieces, or not operatic, I guess, one that I know folks will love because I've heard it. It's Wayne Buckner's Hold On, and it will be performed by Sierra Hammond?
Yep, Sierra Hammond.
Yeah, so I heard this as part of the Juneteenth program that y'all had last month, and it was just wonderful. It's kind of like a spiritual and just heavenly. So, and then, Aaron, I noticed you've written a piece that will be on the program. Tell us about that.
Sure, yeah. It's a movement from my opera called The 10-Block Walk, and we're doing a scene from it where there's two little girls and then there's an elderly woman. She cannot walk. She has a walker. And the little girls come in and they run all over the stage and they do little girl things and sing very fast and very high, very much in the vein of Glitter and Be Gay, which you just heard. Mm-hmm. And then the old woman who is incapable, she has a walker, she can't move. She sings about how she wants to be able to move like that again. And it's a really fun piece. Amanda Nelson will be singing along with Abigail Williams. They'll be performing the little girls. And then Dr. Julie Foster will be performing the old woman, and she just sounds fabulous on it, and I'm really excited to share it with you guys.
Well, I want to stop right there and say, oh my gosh, you have written an opera. I don't know many people who have written an opera. So how long ago did you write this? When did this come on?
I'm a composer. That was what I studied, what I am, what I do. And that's how I got into opera, which is kind of a whole different way of getting into opera. And I wrote this one I'm just finishing up. This is my second opera. My first one I wrote several years back. And I don't know. You mentioned how opera combines all of the art forms, and it just pulled on me. There's no better way to tell a story. And honestly, I just couldn't help myself.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can't wait to see this. That just sounds fabulous. And like I say, now I can say I know someone who's written an opera. and the whole evening, well, let's see, one other thing I see on the list here of music. You're also going to be playing in a flute and harp duo. Let's list some other things that you do in Holzkamp Bonn. You're a flute player, and so you have this ensemble with the harpist, and mm-hmm. and you're going to be performing also.
Yep. Yeah. Look, if there's music involved, I tend to have my hands in it. I can't help myself. And so I play with Chloe Jones, flute and harp. We're the Rocket City flute and harp duo. We do a lot of things around town. But in this case, we'll be doing opera arias, some of the well-known ones arranged for flute and harp. And the goal was to kind of not just give you a taste of beautiful, fabulous singers and pianists, but also to set the ambiance, to let you enjoy your dinner to mm-hmm. some live music. We are very excited to present the pieces. I'm off the top of my head, I'm losing, but it's very famous opera arias. You're just going to enjoy it. I do composing. I play flute. I conduct. I love working with talented artists, and this is just my passion. I tried to do other things, and there's just nothing else for me.
Well, so. We're certainly glad you're here in Huntsville exercising all of your options. and Saturday night sounds like so much fun. The flute and harp will absolutely give it a little class. Sounds very mm-hmm. classy. And, you know, we've all been sitting around in our sweatpants for a year, and it's high time that we all dressed up and went out for an evening of celebration. This party celebrates Opera Huntsville, and you guys have a lot to celebrate. Would you like to tell us about some of the performances you have planned for the upcoming season?
Yes. We have, as Erin mentioned a little earlier, we have our Bluebeard's Castle performance this October. So it will be right around Halloween. We're very excited for that. And in the spring, we have one of the operas that ends happy. There's not always
count them on one hand.
Yes. And this one is absolutely one of the ones that end happy. It's L'Elixir d'Amore, Elixir of Love. And it is just such a lighthearted, beautiful opera. It's got pieces in there that are probably some of the most well-known arias mm-hmm. ever. So we are doing that. And then, of course, next summer, we will have another gala fundraiser. And we will have a children's traveling show for schools, homeschool groups, nursing homes, and things that we'll be doing called Jack and the Beanstalk, based on Gilbert and Sullivan music. Very fun.
You guys are so creative, and just I can't thank you enough for what you bring to Huntsville, to the cultural scene here.
Thank you. We love it.
Wonderful. Well, this gala called Bravo Bravo sounds like a great way to kick off your season. Mm-hmm. And I know folks will enjoy gathering to hear the great music, eat great food, and there's a silent auction, right?
There is.
Tell us about that.
We've been blessed by some wonderful donations of antiques, art, jewelry, and even some opera memorabilia that's kind of cool. And then we're also going to be selling Opera Huntsville t-shirts because we want to get the word out. We keep running into people who haven't ever heard of us, and so we're going to sell t-shirts so everyone can help us share about the good news that Opera Huntsville is here.
Well, I noticed you both came in wearing, have different styles.
You
have the V-neck style, the round neck style, and very classy black t-shirts that say Opera Huntsville. So I will take a picture. That will be up. If you missed the beginning of this interview and would like to hear the beginning or would like to hear the whole thing again, this will be posted on our website, WLRH.org, in a couple of hours when I get off the air. But I will include on it a picture of these lovely ladies in their lovely Opera Huntsville t-shirts. So, now just a note, if you're interested in coming to this, you need to get busy and get your tickets today, because tomorrow, Wednesday, is the last day to purchase your tickets for this event. So y'all tell us again the details and how folks can go about getting their tickets.
Perfect. So it is this Saturday, July 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. And it will be at the Stone Event Center at Campus 805. The best way to get tickets is to go to our website, operahuntsville.org, and you can purchase them right there. Or if you want, just give us a call at 256-417-9572. Okay. And we'll be happy to help you.
Repeat that phone number one more time for people who now have their pens ready.
Sure. It's 256-417-9572.
Okay, if you'd like to call, or you can go online to operahuntsville.org. Well, this all sounds like so much fun, and all to further the cause of opera here in the Tennessee Valley.
Yes.
And so I want to thank you guys for stopping by and hope to see you at the gala. And we're going to go out here with a very well-known and loved duet and chorus from Verdi's La Traviata, which seems tailor-made for this gala.
Yes. It's,
okay, say the name of the aria for me.
Libiamo. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I read somewhere, I do not speak Italian, but at least this translation said, let's drink from the joyful cups.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming, Celeste and Aaron, and we will go out with Let's Drink from the Joyful Cups.